MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 30, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Salem drunk driving crashes, one person seriously injured. Updates on local politics.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll look at some North Shore High School football and more. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Rain today, mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:46 p.m. WCVB-TV is reporting that Salem police are warning people celebrating Halloween to drink responsibly after two alleged drunk driving crashes during the city's haunted happenings this weekend. A 35-year-old woman was seriously injured when hit by an alleged drunk driver from Salem Saturday night, and another Salem man was charged with drunk driving following a crash just after midnight on Sunday. The push in Salem continues to replace Salem High School. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that Mayor Dominic Pangelo will be asking the City Council to appropriate $2 million for a feasibility study regarding a potential new school building. A school building committee is already working on selecting a project manager and design team. In Gloucester, first-term Ward 2 City Councilor Tracy O'Neill has launched an 11th-hour sticker campaign for an at-large seat on the City Council. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, she was one of three candidates running for mayor, but finished in third place in the preliminary election, so she is not on the November ballot for mayor. The Newburyport City Council is expected to take a policy vote tonight on regulating the city's stock of short-term rentals. Jim Sullivan writes in the Daily News that the city has about 190 short-term rental units that are available on Airbnb and Vrbo. The Healy-Driscoll administration, in partnership with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, will be hosting a work authorization clinic for migrants staying in emergency family shelters during the week of November 13. The state will be organizing appointments and providing transportation from shelter sites to the clinic, which will take place in Middlesex County. The Biden administration will be providing on-site support to help collect and process work authorizations. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes today that Governor Healy is looking to pay off college loan debt of health care workers under a new program that seeks to help ease chronic workforce shortages. An 80-year-old pedestrian was struck by a car in Marblehead on Thursday. The man's condition is not known, and that incident is under investigation. And Halloween weekend kicked off Friday in Lynn with a celebration for children at Frederick Douglass Park. The Daily Item reports that children and adults gathered as part of the 2023 Lynn Museum Lynn Arts Final Fridays series and featured several events, including live music and the showing of the 1913 silent film Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Patriots lost in Miami yesterday, 31-17. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones.
Really good team, right? They made some plays out there, and it's frustrating. But at the end of the day, we had it at a one-score game and couldn't capitalize from the offensive side either. Just trying to get the score tied up. Just make it a game at the fourth quarter, really, is what you're trying to do. And it's hard.
The Celtics play the Wizards in Washington tonight. The Bruins host the Panthers tonight at the Garden. High school football playoff pairings were announced yesterday. We have a complete post up on our website with the North Shore teams and their week one matchups, as well as a list of the non-playoff games. One team that just got into the playoffs is Marblehead. They beat Dan Friday night 17-7. Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff.
Overall, you know, very pleased, you know, because they're so dangerous, whether it's special teams, offense, or defense, that, you know, just happy that we did well.
The Magicians rotate two quarterbacks, Colt Wales, a junior, and Finn Gallup, a sophomore.
You know, honestly, I wish one of them would pass the other one and make it easy for us because, you know, as humans, we all want things to be easy. I don't want to put the two kids through this and do this, but it's working right now. But honestly, really what it is one, they both have a great set of skills that they do well, and they both have a set of things that they need to work on. And it's together, they're a really nice blend. But yeah, as a coach, you would love one to take off with the job. But they're very competitive. They're good friends. You know, we're just happy with the work that they're putting in. You were fortunate that two first-year quarterbacks, sophomore and a junior, at least being able to do some of the things that they do. It's not perfect, but it's pretty good. You know, last year when Miles announced that he was leaving, I think we all took a good, you know, deep, hard swallow and went, uh-oh, you know, what are we going to do? And these two kids put in a ton of work, and it's starting to pay off now a little bit.
Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff. Two unbeaten football teams going into the weekend remained unbeaten coming out of the weekend. St. John's Prep in Division One and Peabody in Division Two. The Prep will be hosting Leominster on Friday night, while Arlington will play at Peabody Friday. And the Hamilton Wenham boys cross-country team won the Cape Ann League Open this weekend. James Regan was their top finisher, number three overall, but the team had four out of the top eight runners. So the next three were Ben Rich, Clark Glidden, and Cole Regan, all in the top eight. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Monday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.